We must honor these men.
Love was the central theme of President Obama's speech Wednesday at a memorial ceremony for three servicemen killed by a fellow soldier at Fort Hood earlier this month. He said it was love for their country that inspired these soldiers to join the army, and love that will help their families overcome the grief surrounding their loss.
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
Last week, a disgruntled soldier killed himself and three others at Fort Hood, where an army psychiatrist killed 13 people in a shooting spree in 2009. President Obama said the latest tragedy reopens the old wounds and that more needs to be done to secure U.S. military facilities.
In our open society, in advanced bases like this, we can never eliminate every risk, but as a nation, we can do more to help counsel those with mental health issues, to keep firearms out of the hands of those who are having such deep difficulties. As a military, we must continue to do everything in our power to secure our facilities and spare others this pain.
Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno said it is not clear why wartime hardships make some soldiers stronger, while others struggle with the effects. He said the Army will do more to address the problem.
We will also do everything within our power to investigate every detail, to learn, to adapt, and to protect our most valuable resource, the men and women of our U.S. Army.
Secretary of the Army John McHugh praised the victims for their bravery, which he said saved many other lives.
We may never know how many lives were saved or how many others might have been lost were it not for these heroes. But know this, we are incredibly grateful for their bravery and even more humbled by their selflessness.
On Thursday, President Obama joins former Presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush in the state capital, Austin, to honor the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. The legislation outlawed racial discrimination in voting, schools, public accommodations, and the workplace. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.